The next patient is Lucille Graham. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old African-American female that has a long-standing history of diabetes mellitus that was CKD3B. The patient developed a deterioration of the kidney function with increase in the proteinuria to the point that we consider necessary to do a kidney biopsy. The kidney biopsy is consistent with focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, perihilar variant, unfortunately, we don't have any glomeruli for the immunofluorescence in the sample, and the electron microscopy showed mild effacement of the food processes without overt immune deposits. 23 glomeruli were seen, 13 of them were sclerosed, and there was 50% of sclerosis in the interstitium. At the present time, this patient has shown deterioration of the kidney function, in which we have a serum creatinine of 5.8 with a BUN of 59, estimated GFR is 7. The sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 are within normal limits. The patient has a blood sugar that is under control, and the hypertension is very well controlled. The systolic is around 100. The patient was explained about the pathology, the prognosis, and what to expect. At this point, we are going to try ACTAR, ACTHAR, in order to control the proteinuria and the progression of the disease, if possible. The patient has diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 8.5. Following number, the patient has a hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia. We are going to reevaluate the case in a month with laboratory workup. The patient was advised to get in touch with us in case that she developed uremic symptoms. The uremic symptoms were explained and discussed with the patient.